guys. Anonymousy here with the lovely and effervescent Miss. Say hi.
Hi.
Isn't she just the cutest, guys? Oh, my word. Okay, so we got together to do a questionnaire together, and I am so incredibly excited. We are going to be answering Bad Girl UK's Sex, Love, and Money questionnaire. Ooh, get excited. So, number one, Miss, what was the last thing that you purchased?
I got a new Xbox Live Pass. That's pretty exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I miss playing games. So.
Okay, so I don't know anything about video games.
Oh, goodness.
And this is, like, my biggest gripe in the world. I want to be a cool gamer chick, but I don't know how.
But you know about cars.
Not really. I know enough to say that, like, I would never... I don't know. I would rather know how to play video games, because that's interactive.
Have you ever tried any of them?
Alright, I was one of those kids that, like, smashed the controller when I would play Mortal Kombat when I was little. And after a while, my brothers were like, alright, that's enough. You can't play anymore. And so that was it. I just stopped. Isn't that sad?
Well, you should play Minecraft.
That's the one that, like... What's Minecraft?
It is... It's like a bunch of blocks, pretty much. Everything is a square.
It's the one that everyone gets super excited about these days, right?
That I play, like, 24 hours straight.
What has been your most exciting thing that you've made in Minecraft?
I did the pyramids and the Sphinx.
Shut the fuck up.
No, we took, like, months. It was crazy.
So, how do you do this? Like, why does it take months? And
because,
like,
you have to get all the materials. Like, you have to dig stuff. You have to make tools. You can't starve to death. Monsters can kill you.
Where the fuck are monsters coming from? What?
There's monsters in the game.
Why?
There's skeletons and spiders and zombies. And then these green things. They're called creepers. And they blow up. So, there's a lot of monsters.
Okay, hold on. So, you have to protect yourself from creepers and monsters, and where do you get food? How do you defend yourself?
You kill animals and get food. Yeah.
They make you kill animals?
Cows and chickens and sheep.
Oh, well,
you can fish standard animals. If you feel better about fish.
I don't like to know where my food... Like, I know when I'm eating a steak that it was a cow, but... I don't like to think about it.
Yeah, most people don't.
Oh my goodness. That's intense.
It's so much fun. Everybody's like, oh, it's just blocks. I don't want to play that. But the game, like, takes my soul. So.
Okay. So, what about it is the most exciting part for you?
Just how creative you can be. Like, if you're willing to put enough time into it and build something on a really big scale, you can put crazy amount of details into it.
That's so cool!
Like, people build the Harry Potter buildings, like the towers and the towns and everything.
There's a Hogwarts in Minecraft.
Like,
can I
just go on YouTube one day and type in, like, Minecraft and, like, anything you can think about. And somebody's probably built it.
Now, here's my question. Can I go in and just, like, jump into someone else's world?
Yes.
And be like, I'm going to live here at Hogwarts now.
If they invite you to their world, or if you have, like, the code or address or whatever to get into it, yes.
How do you get people's addresses? This is so fascinating. Well, you have to ask them for it. But you have to find out who made a Hogwarts.
Well, there's different, like, websites with links and stuff to tell you where to go.
Insanity. Oh my goodness. I had no idea it was this, like...
It's just a big world.
Intensive. Wow. See, this is why I'm sad I don't know how to play video games, because it seems so fascinating and so fantastical. And I'm not a part of it.
It's very time-consuming, for sure. Okay, you have to answer the question.
Oh, right. Okay. I completely forgot we were doing questionnaire for a second. We're just talking. What was the last thing I purchased? Oh, I purchased... There was a sale of dresses at my favorite place that I buy dresses. Aww. And I was only going to buy two, But in order to get the sale, you had to spend a certain amount, and you had to spend $150. And with the two dresses I got, it was only at $149. So I bought another one.
Oh my goodness!
So I could get the sale. But event, it was like worth it because I bought three dresses and got one for free, so it was fine.
Oh
right?
My gosh! Yes.
No. Okay. Yeah. I'm a slight shopaholic. I blame years and years of Catholic school. And not being able to have an extensive wardrobe. Now that I have the funds to be able to buy all the clothes I want, I do. And I don't have any room for them. I'm starting to, like, look like a hoarder of just fabric. It's ridiculous.
I think I'm the complete opposite.
Oh my God, miss, I should take you shopping.
I hate shopping.
I should shop online with you one day.
I like a sweatpants and t-shirt.
You're like the perfect girl.
And I'm so comfortable. I own one dress, and it's purple, and it has lace on it. And I love it.
Lace is my favorite. See, I find that pants are really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
I am way more comfortable in a dress or a skirt, but I think that's the aftermath of having to wear a dress or a skirt pretty much every day of my life for however many years.
I cannot imagine that.
It was great. I loved it. Because, okay, I know this is weird, but, like, I distinctly remember being in my uniform and knee highs and, like, as a 16-year-old being like, I feel hella fucking sexy in this. which is weird, but, yeah, ever since that whole, like, being a girly girl thing just makes me feel pretty.
Like, I have days where I want to feel pretty, and I get, like, all dressed up.
I'm sure that you're pretty every day.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's days, you know, there's really specific days where you just want to be super dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm just like, yep, yeah, I'm just going to be naked all day.
Oh, I get in those days. Well, just, no, never mind. Anyway. I was going to get a little weird there. Moving on. What thing do you own is the one thing that you love the most?
Okay, is this dirty or is this just in general?
Let's do one dirty and one general.
Not dirty is definitely my dog tag. Take it off. I wear it all the time.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was it again?
A dog tag. It's a necklace, like an army necklace.
Now, is it yours specifically?
Or? It was my grandpa's.
Oh my goodness. We're going to have matching answers. Okay, go ahead.
And not dirty. Oh, no, that would be dirty. Sorry. Wood dirty. Wood dirty? Wow.
Wood dirty.
Something dirty.
Wood dirty. Yeah.
Wood dirty. I don't know. Like, none of my toys, I would just be like, oh my gosh, yes. You know, my crop. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
I like my crop.
Why do you like it so much?
Because it feels good.
Obviously, anonymity. Come on. Fair enough. All right. What's my favorite wood dirty thing? Ooh, so I've got way too many vibrators. I have, like, an assortment of vibrators, but my pink pearl rabbit is probably my favorite because it's so pretty. Aww. I love it. Pink is my favorite color in the world, and pearls are my favorite accessory, so it's perfect. I'm going to be devastated when this guy kicks the bucket, and I think it's going to probably do that pretty soon. I go through vibrators, like, so fast. Does that happen to you?
I actually just got my first one.
Oh! Did you really?
Yeah, like, none of my toys vibrated. And I wasn't, like, a penetrator. So, I got something that vibrated. Because I had a Hitachi, but it hurts. Like, it's way too much for me.
Too much. Right.
I'll show you later. It's just, like, some vibrating dick. I don't know.
A vibrating... That's so exciting, though. Yay!
I like
it.
We've
got the reverse vibrating toy. Woohoo! I feel like we need to throw you a party. Yay! vibrating toys are the best. Anyhow, well, do you like this one? Since obviously your Hitachi was a little too intense for you.
I do like it, yes.
Maybe you're going to have to make a recording where you're.
I have thought about it.
I think that might help get you out of your slump.
I got that and a glass toy. I got them together.
That's exciting.
Yes, it's quite exciting. That is something I would call it.
I've never had a glass toy. Those are so expensive. Are you so excited?
Mine was cheap.
You must be. Oh, really?
Yeah, which kind of worries me. But
oh, ever since that thing got posted on Backstage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, guys. Y'all just ruined everything.
Just pretend like you didn't see that.
No, I'm questioning myself.
And now let's pretend like we didn't talk about that part. Have you used it by like sticking it in the refrigerator or freezer first and then going to town?
I haven't done that because I live with people.
Oh.
And that might be a little weird.
Yeah, that would be a little weird for someone to find a dildo.
Yeah, it's just ignore the sex toys in the fridge.
Fair. sorry, I'm just like imagining myself walking in to get like an ice cream bar and pulling out a dildo. That's not what I was planning to look on just now.
Oh god.
Oh goodness. But at any rate, thing that I own in general that I'm value most. To match you, it's also a possession that was my grandfather's.
Oh.
Yeah, my grandpa was a professional photographer.
Oh, gosh.
He, made it a thing for all the boys in the family to learn how to photograph. But, mm-hmm. like, with me, it was, this is a boys' thing. We'll do our own thing, but this is for the boys. Which was, like, the worst thing ever because I just wanted to learn how to be a photographer. But when he passed away, he left me his... 35mm Canon AE-1.
Oh,
so that thing is like one of my most prized possessions. That and my grandmother, his wife, left me her 1920s Singer sewing machine. So those two things, like I would risk dying in a fire to save those things, kind of. That's how important they are.
Pretty much anything I own that I care about, my grandparents gave me.
Oh, that's so sweet. So other than your dog tag.
Oh, my goodness. A guitar, a keyboard.
Did you play guitar?
I can play, like, two songs.
Yes. What are they? We're going to do a collaboration.
Oh, God. One of them is Everything's All Right, and the other is an Aladdin song.
Which one?
I'll show you later.
Okay. Guys, the collaboration is going to happen. Get excited. Oh, that's so great. Yay.
I can do a little bit of Friend Like Me. And I love it.
That's awesome. Can you do the genie part?
Records.
And records.
Wait, what?
I was asking if you would do the genie part to that song.
I would love to.
We're going to restart we're going to have to restart the whole Disney song train on Backstage.
Yeah, there needs to be more.
There has to be, absolutely. Okay, so, do you love or hate a certain shop? If so, why?
I don't even know how to answer this. Shops, no. I don't shop enough. We just covered this. We're talking about food places, though. I went to, oh goodness, and the name, Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have that. It was horrible. I went there one time and I'm never going again, ever.
Yeah, Olive Garden. See, I come from the land of Italian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one on pretty much every corner where, in my state, so, like, to go to Olive Garden, people are like, why would you ever do that? That doesn't make any sense. I will say that they have a really good soup that I like to make at home. It's Italian sausage, kale, and potato. Delicious. Absolutely fantastic. But everything else there is pretty bad. You're right. Except for their salad dressing. Did you have their salad?
I just remember waiting almost 2 hours for my food. Like,
shut up.
It was horrible. I've never wanted to be so mean to a waiter before.
But I bet you couldn't be because you're, like, the sweetest person in the world.
I have worked in, like, guest service positions my whole life. So I know how horrible it is for somebody to just, like, jump down your throat for things.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a horrible waiter. Like, he did not come back. I don't know where he went. But he didn't come back.
He was like, fuck this, and just left.
I quit.
That might have actually been what happened.
I was so angry.
Oh, I don't blame you. That sucks. What did you want to order while you were there that you had to wait 2 hours for?
It was, like, chicken and pasta. It was like an Alfredo, almost.
You know what? I'm going to overnight you the most fantastic chicken Alfredo in the world, and that'll make up for the experience. Chicken Alfredo is my favorite, by the way.
Oh,
so
I will
good.
Chicken anything. Just, I love all cooking, the chicken. So I'm all about some chicken.
Ugh, chicken's great. Now I'm hungry. Oh, dear.
Yeah, my meal got interrupted to go look at cars earlier, so I didn't get to eat.
Oh, no. What were you supposed to eat, though, now you have not been able to?
I was eating boiled peanuts.
You are so Southern. I love it.
They're so good.
I've never had boiled peanuts. Oh, wait, that's a lie. I have had them, but I don't know how I feel about them.
And they're delicious.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure, whatever you say.
Yeah. Just like pickles. They're the best.
Don't get me started on pickles.
I would actually love to hear you go on and on about pickles.
No, I love them. They're just amazing.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen of Gone Wild Audio. If you wish and hope to win the heart of Miss, bring her some pickles. Now, do you have a preference? Do you like dill pickles? Do you like...
Oh, my God. This is going to be ridiculous. There's so many.
I didn't even know that there were that many kinds of pickles.
There's
I
so
stopped
many
to dill because that's
pickles.
The only one I know of.
I like all of them except the sweet pickles or whatever those lies are. They're gross. That's not a real pickle.
Oh. Those lies. They're not
a
real.
A jar of lies. That's all it is.
Hilarious.
I don't like them.
They don't blame you. They're not real. Fuck that shit. Oh my God. Oh, good times. So I guess it's my turn to go about loving or hating certain shops. I'm going to go with... There's this online retailer called ModCloth. M-O-D-C-L-O-T-H.
I know about that.
I fucking love that shop. Like, I probably own, at this point, at least 50 dresses from ModCloth. And skirts. Well, if I include skirts, I probably own, like... And shirts and coats. I probably own, like... 80 items from ModCloth at this point. I love that place. Oh, it's perfect. Like, everything that they own, that they sell there is in line with my particular style. And there's so much lace and vintage stuff and florals and everything's so pretty. Oh, I love it. It's the best. There's a sale going on right now and it's taking every ounce of strength in me not to go and buy a whole bunch of things. You're laughing, but I'm totally serious. The struggle is real. Okay. I'm literally just went to go to the site, but thank God you're here, Miss. You're helping me stay on track. Do you have an essential preference when picking a partner? Attribute, personality trait, or physical look?
Oh, man. I think I'm definitely all about somebody's personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can get past a lot of things with looks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like somebody that's chill. So,
now, what does chill mean to you?
Like, somebody that's not really high-strung and a jerk.
Not a jerk is a really good thing to be.
And don't be, like, super controlling. Like, I need freedom. I need independence. Don't, like, attach yourself to my leg and, like, drag everywhere I go. I need my own space.
I mean, I think, yeah, it makes sense. Sometimes it's nice to have someone all up in your space constantly and overwhelm you every second of the day. I'm being completely sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah, no, and you guys really go pee together and everything, like, you know.
That is the marker of a real relationship right there. You do not truly trust anyone until you can go to the bathroom together.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm such a germaphobe. No.
I'm very much of the mindset that certain things need to stay private.
Yes.
Like, maintain a little bit of mystery. Just a little. You know? I don't want to observe you while you're pooping.
Yeah.
I'd rather not. I mean, though, that being said, I know this is going to sound really gross, but, like, if someone was sick and they needed me to help them out, I can go into nurse mode and be like, yes, professional phase, I can do this, no problem.
Oh, God.
But you're like, no, definitely not. But once someone's like, I don't know, that's one kink that I have a really hard time wrapping my mind around, scat play. I don't quite get it. Not to yuck anyone's yum. You're into what you're into, and that's totally great. But I can't wrap my mind around it.
I don't know what it is either. Like, I did research on that. I did some for real research because I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only met two people from GWA that are into it. And
I think I've met...
I've asked them quite a few questions, but nobody can ever really tell me what exactly it is.
I've been told it's it has to do with, like, the taboo aspect of it, that it's
like
probably one of the most, yeah, like age play, except, like, times a million.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. If people are into what they're into, but I can't quite get into that mindset. But,
no, germs freaked me out, and I couldn't do it.
So I'm guessing you didn't jump into that thread where they're asking about, like, the hygiene aspect of using spit and saliva with
lubrication and all that. I'm okay with spit.
Oh, no, that's not weird at all.
But not, like, mm-mm. Just no.
Other body fluids that don't include genital body fluids. Well... Okay, that's a vague statement. I know what you mean. Guys, you know what we mean. So, physical look. Could you imagine being one of those people that's like, you have to have this physical look about you?
I have been with somebody like that.
Really?
And never again.
I feel like that would start to make... Like, I would feel insecure about that. Like,
it will absolutely destroy you.
Yeah, as if, you know, the big reason why you're with me is because I fulfill some idea in your mind of what you want, as opposed to you being with me because you want me.
Yeah, you're like a Barbie.
Was that your experience?
Yeah, it was like a Barbie.
I'm sorry.
No, like, it's perfectly fine. You know, it's a learning experience. I made a mistake, mm-hmm. and it happened. But it will definitely mess you up. Some people are into that, but I'm not one of them.
Good for you. You're so, like, Miss Independent. I love it. But I'm totally on your level with the whole personality matters most thing. I think for me, like, the one big thing is, and, like, this has been a big deal for me forever. It's a legitimate deal breaker if someone isn't kind to service
people. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Like, I remember going on a date once with someone, and they tipped really poorly, and there was no reason for it. It wasn't even like, oh, it was bad service. They just, well, I think that tipping is a stupid institution, so I refuse to buy into it. And I was like, well, that's bullshit. That's awful. So, second date did not happen. I don't know. Empathy is a huge thing for me. So,
yeah. And somebody that's bad to their family. That's my deal breaker.
I'm a little flexible on that, depending on situations.
If they have a bad family, I understand. Mm-hmm. But if you just don't appreciate your family, period, I'm like, all right. Been nice, dude.
Best of luck to you. Yeah. Bye-bye. I totally understand. Family's a huge deal for, I think, a lot of people. And, I mean, how can you trust someone that doesn't treat their mother well?
Yeah.
Or their sister as well, you know? But, anyhow. Oh, this is going to be fun.
No, it's not. It's real.
What has been your most embarrassing sexual situation, either online or in real life?
You can go first if you'd like. Okay.
I'm going to have to think about that. What?
Do you need time to think?
I do need time to think. Do you need time to think?
No.
Okay, then you gotta go first.
I really hope this guy doesn't listen to anything I do anymore.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Because this would be the second time I've spoke about this.
Okay.
One of the, like, I don't know how long I was here, but I tried one time to just randomly play with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's not my thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no problems randomly with, like, friendships, but just playing with random people, it's not my thing.
Okay.
I like to know people.
Right.
And I tried it, and we were, like, it was so awkward. We're, like, 5 minutes into the call, and he goes, I want to hear you play. And, like, my whole body just shut off. Because I'm not okay with that. Like, it...
mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. And for somebody that doesn't do penetration stuff, I don't really think I make that much sounds. Like, so it was just weird, and it kind of just ended up with, like, a 7-minute call that just completely died, and I hung up, and then we, like, never spoke again. But it was so bad. Like, it was so awkward. And I don't know, like, I very quickly realized that was not my thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, like, it's
I totally understand. No, I say I'm sorry to everything. So, no, but that sucks. Ugh. And that's the worst, I think, about this whole erotic audio thing, is people just assume that you're down to be their personal phone sex line.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's always so weird to get a message that's simply like, I love the way that you sound, do you ever Skype? Like, that is the least smooth opening line you can ever have, ever.
I like, hey bitch. So,
no, has anyone ever done that to you?
I get that so much.
Stop it!
I'm just like, I don't know why you think I'm so subby. Like, I get I have that stuff, but you were definitely barking up the wrong tree.
Oh my gosh. That's
the best opening line.
Bold.
I know you're a whore. Yes, I'm a huge whore. You're right, sir. I'm so sorry. How dare I?
What do they think is going to happen? Like, do they not... Guys, do you not think that we don't get, like, so many of those kinds of messages? Like, how do you think that you're going to win us over by saying something like that? It's not going to do anything except make us talk about you on questionnaire.
The way you win us over is dick pics with smiley faces on the tip. That's how. And little top hats.
And little top hat. Sombreros, personally, is my thing. I wanted a sombrero on it.
Good old sombreros.
Or one of those action GIFs or like the live doodle gifs. Have you ever seen any of those? Where people like put squiggly arms and smiley faces on things. I want one of those. Get on it, guys.
Like, I will totally talk to you.
I will marry you if you do that for me.
If I laugh, oh man, I'm down.
Amazing. Oh my goodness. All right, so
we're not even halfway.
Aren't we?
Well, okay, technically, yes. Technically.
Yes, we totally are. Okay, so mine, I don't know how embarrassing it is so much as just plain awful. I dated this person that was, honest to goodness, the worst person in the world. Like, the most horrible person I've ever encountered in my life. And I don't know why I dated him, but I did. And I remember I was giving him head, and it was like a hot summer day, and it was at the end of the day, and homie really needs to go wash his balls, basically. Oh my God. And I was like, I can't do this. You really need to go, like, clean up, because you smell like dirty balls. I can't. And so he, like, got really pissed off because he was the worst. And he left to go to the bathroom, and he came back, and I went back to it, and I was like, oh, okay, good. Smelling good. We're fine. But no, he did not wash his balls. He rubbed deodorant all over his balls.
Oh my gosh.
So I went to go lick them, and instant regret. Like, my tongue just sort of seized and, like, felt hairy and dry and awful. And, ugh, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I was just like, what the fuck were you thinking? Holy shit. So it went from sexy times to me desperately trying to scrape my tongue of deodorant. There's deodorant all over my mouth.
Oh my goodness.
It was horrifying. Oh, it was terrible.
I had someone put lotion on their dick one time.
And
I'm like halfway down, and I'm just like, oh my God, what is that?
Was it scented?
We're done. Why would you do this?
Maybe he thought it would taste good.
No, I feel like I got trolled. That's what happened.
Guys, let's take a lesson from this. Don't put things on your dick. If you wouldn't put it in your mouth, don't put it on your dick. Oh my goodness. All right, we're getting deep here with these questions. Have you ever gotten your heart broken or broken someone else's heart?
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Both.
Ooh, miss the heartbreaker. You don't have to go into it if you don't want to.
Well, yeah, I'm passing.
You're gonna pass on this one that's there.
Too close to home.
Understandable. I think most people have gotten their hearts broken, right? I've definitely gotten my heart broken, but multiple times. But I don't know. I think it's a good thing, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah. It tears you down, and then you have to build the pieces back together, and in the process learn more about yourself and what it is that you want and need, and makes you stronger in the end. So, yes, but they're good experiences, ultimately.
And sometimes it's a relationship you think you want, but you really don't. So.
Yeah. Or you think you want, or no, you know you want, but you shouldn't be in.
Yes, that too.
All right, we gotta move on from this. Getting a little much.
Now we're just gonna cry.
No, oh no. Okay, I need to go get you some pickles. Here, this will make you feel better. What's your biggest kink?
Oh, this is gonna get dark.
Is it?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. It also, we're also asked to divulge how it originated.
Oh, God. This is definitely gonna get dark.
Too much?
No, it's fine. You can go first.
You want me to go first?
If you'd like to go first.
I'm really not that kinky. I'm really not all that kinky. I tag a lot of things as slight DDLG because it's not full on DDLG. I like the DS stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of pull a little bit from the DDLG because, I like how that particular aspect is much more intimate and, much more, I don't want to say caring because that implies that DS isn't caring, but there's so much more affection involved. And I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I love that romantic mushy-gushy shit. I really do. I like feeling owned. I remember my first boyfriend, he very lightly choked me and, like, looked right into my eyes and said, "You belong to me." And I was like, "What is happening to my body?
Aww.
What? This is the mo- what is this?" Because it totally awakened something in me that I never experienced before. So, yeah, then I experimented a little bit with BDSM and bondage and that kind of stuff, and that wasn't for me. And something that was more traditional DS, and that definitely wasn't for me. So, yeah, just lots of experimentation led me to where I am now. Although, honestly, I think a lot of it came from listening to audios on Gone Wild Audio. I knew what interested me, but I didn't realize how it all came together until I started listening more to some of the male posters on GWA. So, thanks, GWA.
Yeah, it'll do things to you.
I feel like most people come in and find that where they're like, "Huh, this is not something I realized I was into."
Yeah,
look at that. So, all right, it's your turn.
Probably death things. Someone dying during sexy time is probably my biggest.
I've never heard anyone say that before. That's so interesting.
I have an audio about choking someone to death while I'm writing them, and they die, and I just get off.
You keep going.
Yeah.
So, where did it originate from?
I have to pass that part.
Okay, that's fair. But, so what is it about that gets you?
The fact that someone is willing to let me kill them for my own pleasure.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, it's like a sacrifice. They're okay being my sacrifice.
I can understand why that would be.
It's not something I could just, like, do every day, but...
No, are you sure?
But, you know.
No, I totally get
and,
it.
In my fantasy world.
Somewhere in your Minecraft world, you've got, like, a whole bunch of...
I have a sex dungeon.
Another sacrifice by the dust. Thanks. Thanks, guys. No, but that makes total sense. Interesting. Okay, did you have an attraction to something that could be conceived as weird? Man buns, big asses, etc.
Yes.
What is it?
Stretch marks.
On a man?
Both.
On both. Why?
Because I like bigger people.
Mm.
It is this weird thing of mine, and... Mm-hmm. But they don't have to be big. It could be somebody that lost a lot of weight. Okay. Or it could be somebody that's big. It doesn't matter. It's just something about it to me.
About the stretch marks.
Yeah. I just like it.
Do they have to, like, are there certain places on the body where they are that are more appealing to you?
It could be, like, arms or, like, on their stomach. Because my ex, he used to be, like, a bigger guy, and he lost a lot of weight. And when he would, like, move and his shirt would come up some and I could, like, see them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's something about just those...
No, I don't think so at all. But there's something about... Now, we're... do you prefer, like, the pink striations or, like... because on darker skin, it's white striations. Or, like, when it fades, it turns white. All of it.
I like touching them. Like, they feel like scars. And they do feel like scars. I love scars, so I can say scars, too. But
I'm like touching my stomach right now.
Like, it just feels really cool to me. I feel like they're like a little tiger, and it's cute.
I'm like grabbing the one little poochy area on my stomach that's got stretch marks. It does feel okay. I get it. This is so bizarre.
People are normally really insecure about it. So...
which, yeah, there's a thing for most people that, well, generally speaking, it's seen as a bad thing, for sure. So, that's great that you're so appreciative of it.
What would yours be?
Okay. I don't know that there's anything that could be considered weird. I think it's all like really standard stuff. Tattoos, forearms, beards. Oh, okay. This is... I'm really into big noses.
Really?
I love a man that has a big, like a honking nose. It's so bizarre. This is gonna sound really, really weird, but I find that, like, I'll see someone that's got a bigger nose and, like, just these facial features that I find to be so attractive, and there's a tendency, this sounds so awful, that the specific type that I find myself super attracted to, and it's not exclusive, like, I'm attracted to all kinds, but there's this one type that every time I see it, I'm like, yes, please. They're always Jewish.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I have a thing for Jewish guys.
Maybe you do.
No, I do. I definitely do. Like, I can't even tell you the amount of times I've approached someone or, like, started talking to someone that I thought was super attractive and then find out later on that they're Jewish. It happens all of the time. I just find that, like, those noses are so sexy. And it's really... No one gets it. I tell people and they're like, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard in my life. But I think that the big noses are so hot. Like, huge noses. All about that.
That's really interesting, though.
I know.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
See, okay. I feel so, I'm, like, burrowing right now. My face is so red. Full disclosure, I mentioned to Miss that I, before I called her, that I was uploading things to Soundgasm, one of which is a Happy Hanukkah audio that's coming up in 2 weeks, where I sing in Hebrew.
This all makes sense now.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
That's adorable. Okay.
Oh, it is hot in here. Holy shit. Okay. Like, my whole body is so red. Whew. Okay. Is there an accent or voice that you just adore?
Oh, Jamaican.
Really?
Lord.
I've never heard that.
Like, British doesn't do it for me. Australian doesn't do it for me. Like, I don't know what else there is. That doesn't do it for me. But something about Jamaicans drive me crazy.
You're going to get so many, like, Jamaican people.
Yes, please.
Sending you messages that are like, hey, mom.
Please. I posted a request one time to see if there was any of them.
And you didn't get any?
I think there was, like, two people. One of them was a girl. But I don't think there was many. But, oh my gosh, if you are around, please let me know. And I will stalk you.
I'm going to have to take you with me. If I ever take a trip to Jamaica, I'm totally bringing you with me. I would just love to see your reaction to hearing that accent every day.
They got a restaurant out here, which is so weird. It's such a weird place for there to be Jamaicans. And these guys are like, for real, Jamaican. And I didn't even know. My mom took me there. And we're like, about to get some food, and this guy speaks. And I was just like, oh, Lord. I was like, are you okay? And I was just like, just orgasming over here.
That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. That's so interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I feel like they would be really good at dirty talk. Like, I feel like it would be really good. Especially if it was mean. Goodness gracious. Okay.
I really, please, anyone out there with a Jamaican accent, please do this for Miss. Please.
I will gold you so fast.
Shut up and take my money. But don't shut up because she wants to hear it. Oh my goodness. Okay. What is so yours? Funny. Well, stereotypical. I'm all about English accents. So, specific ones? Once upon a time, I was very much an Anglophile, so I, like, studied English accents. Ooh. So I could, like, tell the difference between the different places that people might be from, because I'm a weirdo. But, like, I prefer Northern accents more. There's something about the Geordie accent that I find incredibly appealing. Geordie, and also the accent from around Leeds. I'm also really into Scottish accents.
Oh, that one too.
Oh, God, there's something so fucking sexy about a man with just this, that rumbling, tumbling brogue. I used to, there was this person that had this fantastic voice to begin with, like, amazing voice, and he knew that I had a thing for Scottish accents, so sometimes he'd slip into one just to tease me, and I would literally just be like, like, I would go nuts over it. Oh, it was so sexy. So sexy. And then also Southern accents. I love Southern accents. I'm gushing over your accents so hard. Like, I want to sound like you. And I'm really upset with myself. Like, why do I not sound like you? It makes me, I'm furious that I don't sound like you. Your accent is phenomenal. I can't. It's just the cutest thing in the world. Like, you just sound so... Okay, fine. But you do. You sound, like, so fucking cute. I can't handle it. Like, and it's just not fair.
My face is burning right now.
I would apologize, but I'm not sorry. Sorry. Okay. So, what do you love about Gone Wild Audio? And what do you love about Reddit in general?
We can be here all day.
All right. I will, you know, start talking. And if it gets to be too much, I'll cut you off. That's a lie. I'll let you talk forever.
I like the weird people. Like, there's so many weird people. I love them. And I think a lot of us are just a bunch of antisocial, awkward people. And I'm totally down to be surrounded by that. But GWA is just, it's nice. It's a good break.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of weird stuff, and I like that I don't feel outcasted for doing weird stuff. So.
Nor should you ever feel outcasted because you're wonderful.
Oh, gosh.
apparently my goal is just to completely fluster Miss into not being able to talk anymore.
You did a fantastic job.
Yes. No, yeah, Reddit is, it is such a huge modge podge of weirdos. But funny weirdos.
Yes.
Reddit is hilarious. And I don't understand why other people, like, don't come here. Because
some of the stuff... And you get some really good friendships out of it.
Oh, for sure. So, have you made a lot of friends outside of GWA on Reddit?
Outside of GWA?
Yeah, but on Reddit.
Yeah, I play games with a lot of people from Reddit.
Nice. See? Oh, God, I gotta get into this whole gaming thing. It's never gonna happen, because, like, it's impossible. It's just not gonna happen. But it would be nice, too. Reddit is... I was surprised, actually, when I first started on GWA, how many people came here that weren't actual Redditors.
Yeah, that's like, there's weird.
I was like, why? I don't understand. What? How does that work? So, yeah, there's actually quite a few people that don't Reddit, but are on GWA.
Hmm.
It's, yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah, I had, like, 5 accounts.
I had 5 accounts!
Really?
I swear to God!
Because I do so many different things that I didn't want connected.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, okay, yep. We're just going to 1 account. This is too much work.
That's exactly what happened with me. Like, I use Reddit Relay. It used to be Reddit Relay Pro. But mm-hmm. I had, like, 5. Yeah, I have 5 accounts on here. And I used to switch out of them. Like, I'd be on Anonymousy to do GWA stuff, and I'd switch to my quote-unquote main account to, like, browse all, and I'd, you know, my alma mater I would follow on there, and, like, my home state and hometown subreddits.
Yeah.
Now I don't even go to those things anymore, because I spend all of my time on my Anonymousy GWA account. But it gets crazy trying to keep up with all the different accounts.
Yeah.
And, but I do have my one main account that I maintain so I can do the exchanges, because I don't think anyone would want to get paired up with an erotic audio account.
Yeah, I have this one and one more.
And that's more for, like, gaming.
I have my backup GWA in case I ever decide to switch.
What is a backup GWA?
My other one is Miss Southern Comfort.
How fucking cute is that?
And
oh my god.
It was like if I ever decided to like get rid of Miss. And I still wanted to post, I could just make something else.
Why would you get rid of Miss?
Because I do this weird thing with creative stuff where I will binge on it and then I'll just drop it. And then
I do the same fucking thing.
I drop it.
Wait, can I? What? Miss.
That's just what I do.
No, I believe you. It's just that I do the same fucking thing. Like, my room is filled to the brim with all of my projects that I just dumped. Like, I went ham on crocheting once. I was like, I want to learn how to crochet. So I bought so much yarn, and I did all these projects. But now I have a whole bunch of unfinished projects that are just sitting there on, like, hundreds of dollars worth of yarn. I'm looking around. Scrapbooking. I, like, went really ham on scrapbooking, and then that stopped. I went really ham on quilting, and then that stopped. I went really ham on... what else have we got? Oh, violin, and then that stopped. I'm currently on guitar, but hopefully that doesn't stop, because I like it a lot.
It'll tear your fingers up.
What was that?
It'll tear your fingers up.
Yeah, I have a couple pictures of my fingertips looking like they went through a meat slicer.
Yeah. That's why I stuck to keyboard.
That's smart. I'm not talented enough to learn how to play the keyboard. So, I'm going to stick to strings, because it's a lot easier to just remember, this is what a C shape looks like, instead of having to go back and relearn how to read music.
My grandma tried to teach me how to crochet, I don't have the patience. I get angry so fast.
I kind of want to, like, do an online crocheting circle with you just so I could, like, hear what it sounds like when you get fed up. I bet it's hilarious. Is that awful? I'm like, I want to see you get angry.
It makes me so mad. But I like to make bracelets. I like to braid bracelets with, like, different kind of braids.
That's really cool. That's so much cooler than crochet. Why are you so fucking cool?
We're both just
weirdos. Am I making... Yeah. See, you keep calling yourself a weirdo, but I don't think you're that weird.
Just wait.
Ooh. Ooh, it sounds like there's, like, I'm excited now. Oh, goodness. All right, well, that's all of the questions. We went off on several tangents, but I hope it was enjoyable for all of you guys that listened.
Did you say what you loved?
Didn't I?
I thought we were disagreeing on what I was saying.
Okay, let's see. Is there anything outside of it? Okay, GWA. So, anyone who's a frequenter of Reddit itself probably knows that people can be kind of assholes on Reddit. Yeah. People are not the nicest outside of GWA, but GWA is this lovely community of people that are all really open-minded and really supportive, and even when people, like, don't agree with each other, they're still really nice to each other about it.
Usually, yeah.
Usually, but I think a lot of people are really quick to defend other people, too, which you don't get a whole lot in Reddit as a whole. But Reddit as a whole...
incestual family is what we are.
Yeah. It's really, really nice, and everyone's just so welcoming to each other and caring about each other. It's wonderful. And then Reddit as a whole, I mean, well, back before... the algorithms changed and all the drama that happened with Alan Powell and stuff. It was like the place to go to if you wanted to be on top of news before everyone else knew about it.
Yeah.
Like, you found out what was happening in the world instantly if you were on Reddit. Also, there's just so many different things that you can find yourself seeing. Like, there's a subreddit for literally everything. There's a subreddit for people that are into... porn of dragons fucking trucks. That's a dragons thing.
Fucking cars.
That's it. Thank
and
you.
Pickle sex. Just in case you guys need that.
Why am I not surprised? Is that little picture that you sent me, is that from Pickle Sex?
Yes.
Oh my god. Of course it is. Of course. Okay. So my weird subreddit that I'm obsessed with. It's disgusting, and it's probably going to skeeve you out so much. But R Popping.
Oh, my goodness.
I love R Popping. For anyone that doesn't know, it's for...
it's gross, is posting, what it is.
It's amazing. It's for posting GIFs and pictures and videos of popping pimples and zits and, like, pulling blackheads out. And ugh. It's, like, so yeah. Satisfying.
So many
it's days. So satisfying to see it, and, like, it's disgusting. I openly admit that, but to watch it is fascinating and just so satisfying. It looks so good, like, so good. I'm sorry, I know it's totally skeeving you out right now, but
mine is,
love it.
Watch people die. That's my favorite.
That makes a lot of sense. Given what I've learned about you today.
Some people die in, like, the weirdest accidents that make no sense.
And what are you thinking of right now that's...
Well, there was a guy, I saw one the other day, and it sucked so bad for him. He was just, like, walking past, like, this little sand hill or whatever, and mm-hmm. the sand just all came falling down and just crushed him to death.
Oh my god, that is, like, one of my biggest fears.
Like, people die in the weirdest ways.
They really do. You know what's the worst is, like, sinkholes. I didn't know that this was a thing until Reddit. Honestly,
crazy.
I've never seen a sinkhole before in my life. But now I'm terrified every single day.
I
want to
know what's in there. Like,
dead bodies now. Obviously.
Well, yeah, you got me there.
mean, what else are you looking for there?
Monsters.
Ah, yes. Dead bodies and creepers. That's what's in there. But, oh, have you been to I Am Very Smart?
No.
That is fun to look at. It's like screenshots of conversations with people that are, you know, that act like they're really, really smart. Those pompous types that are like, I'm just sitting here thinking about this really highfalutin theory that no one really thinks about unless they actually actively study this, but I don't study it. I'm just a 17-year-old, but I'm thinking about it because I'm so smart, and I wonder why I don't have a huge social circle, and, like, it's worth it in the end. Blah, 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 blah. Bullshit like that. It's so funny to look at. It's hilarious. But yeah. Reddit's great for shit like that. Oh, Reddit.
Yeah, there's lots of weirdness.
I wonder, like, what other weird stuff is there?
Oh, God. That's made me log on to all my crazy stuff.
Do you have a log on, like, specifically for the crazy?
No, I keep everything on this one, mostly. Oh. My other one, I use it for, like, personal stuff. Yeah.
Understandable. I'm the same, basically. My other one is for personal stuff. And then I have throwaways for, you know, so that people don't dox me or find me.
Yeah. That too.
Like, I don't know. I have no qualms about, you know, if someone were to find me because they were browsing GWA, I'd be like, okay, whatever. I don't really care.
I mean, you're but being a part of too, so.
Yeah, exactly. Which, it's fine. It's whatever. But if someone were to find me on, like, my other accounts for some reason, and I don't do anything on my other accounts that would be even remotely sensitive in nature, I would be horrified. I'd be like, oh my god, you found me on Reddit. How? But hear me getting off. All right. Everyone has at this point. That's fine.
Surprise.
Oh, goodness. But anyway, we're going to talk more about crazy Reddit stuff. But that's the end of our questionnaire, guys. Thanks for listening in. And thank you so, so much to the wonderful Miss for dealing with all of this craziness. It's been a blast.
Yeah, this is definitely fun.
Well, that's it. Thanks, guys.